Hey there, I am so excited to let you know that my upcoming book, Building Your Money Machine, is available for pre-order. Now, you might say, why do I want a pre-order book that I'm not going to get until June 11th, 2024, when it comes out? Here's why. First off, it's going to get you access to a whole handful of wealth resources that you can't get anywhere else. They will go away. These are special resources, trainings and tools and templates that allow you to implement them into your life, to get financial freedom started in your life. The whole idea behind this book is to light the path to financial freedom so you get the chance to live a life of choice, not a life of need. To be able to choose what you do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. And yet we seem to not want to talk about financial freedom or money or wealth because we demonize it. But the fact is that it's just a tool. And if we use the tool correctly, we have a richer lifestyle, but we have a deeper impact. People's lives are better. And I want to have that conversation. And I want to have it frankly. I want to have it openly. I want to give you the step-by-step process to get yourself the financial freedom. And that's what this book does for you. It's about getting your money to work harder for you than you did for it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to yourmoneymachinebook.com. Check out the wealth resources that you get for free, but they're going to expire. So you need to pre-order the book today, put your information in, and then we'll make sure that we get you the resources to get you on the road and on the path to financial freedom. And until I get a chance to see you on the road or see you on that path, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. See you soon. Hey there, everyone. Mel Abraham, the author of the number one best-selling book, The Entrepreneur Solution, and the founder of Thoughtpreneur Academy, where we teach you how to capture, package, and monetize what you know so you can have greater impact, greater income, and greater freedom. And welcome to this episode of The Entrepreneur Solution Show. In this episode, we're going to talk about how do you match your message to the right market? Because if we can't get a market-to-message match, in a sense, bridge that, we're never going to get the customers, all right? So in this session, in this episode, we're going to walk through all of that. And I've got a couple tools, as I always have, to help you along. We're going to talk about what I said, the market message bridge, and you're going to get the market message bridge builder. So if you want that, just go to melabraham.com/session092, and you get the chance to download the action guide for you. I want you to have that in front of you. You can do it before, after, during. It's better if it's during, but I'm cool with it. And if you're not at your computer, if you're not somewhere where you can download it immediately, that's fine. Just text me. My legacy, one word, no spaces, 38470. I'll send you the download link. We'll make sure that you have all the tools, all the templates, all the things that I use to create success for myself and my clients, the people that I mentor, and my high-level mentoring clients. But we want to get it in your hands also, because I want to see you blow it out this year. I want this to be a breakthrough year for you. So let's jump in. Let's look at this, because this idea of market message match. We hear this message to market, you know, maybe it's our messaging that's wrong. Maybe it's the market that's wrong. Maybe we're talking to the wrong people or we're using the wrong language. This is a really important thing to get right when you're trying to set yourself apart, when you're trying to build that following, to build that audience, to build a customer base, a client base, to have people that are coming to you because of what you know and because what you know makes a difference. And so what I want to talk about is this element of, so how do you build a market to message bridge? And really, you know, when we think about this, why is this so important? And it is important. It's one of the most important things that you can get to. In fact, this was a discussion that I've had repeatedly with my son Jeremy, who does a lot of marketing consulting online, and we work together a lot on my stuff and other things, and it comes down to a lot of times this concept of messaging. Did I use the right words? Did I use it in the right way? Did I use it to the right people? And if we didn't, that's a problem. You know, a lot of people don't they realize that we live in a noisy market, especially with the internet, especially with all the stuff that comes into our inbox, in our mailbox, anytime we're driving, anytime we're out. We're getting these constant messages, these constant marketing messages. How do you stand out? And I had a friend of mine tell me this one time, and I think that it's really important to understand this, is that a lot of times in a noisy market, what we choose to do is to scream louder. But screaming louder in a noisy market doesn't get you seen. What we really need to do is find the right ears and whisper the right words at the right time in the right way. That's the bridge. We don't have to scream louder. We simply have to do that. So why is it so important? Because if we don't get this, your message gets lost. They don't even see it. It's like there's this fog over them. And even though you have a compelling message, you have a compelling result, you can make a difference in their lives, it's lost on them. And when it's lost on them, you end up finding that you have all this stuff out there, whether it's blog posts, whether it's videos on YouTube, whether it's your Facebook, whatever it is, your Facebook Lives, whatever it is, no one's there. You're talking to the empty chairs. You're talking to the empty seats. Actually, no one's there. And ultimately, what happens if we don't get this right is you make no sales. You got no customers. You got no clients. And obviously, no matter how much you want to make an impact, and I want to make a huge impact, I want to be able to serve people at the highest level, no matter how much I want to do that, I still need to make it a commercial success. In other words, I need to make money at it so I can sustain the message and I can sustain the mission and I can sustain the journey. So if you have no clients, no customers, you can't sustain the message. So we gotta get the message and the market right. We gotta find the right ears and the right words to make it happen. Because when we do, ultimately, there becomes clarity. Your market is clear that you're the solution, and that's what we want them to do. We want them to realize that you're the source of the solution to the problem that they've been frustrated with and challenged with for a long time. Then once they have that clarity, it becomes music to their ears. They're going, it's one of those things that you want your customers, your clients to go, oh my God, where have you been all my life? I wish I would have known about this decades ago, years ago, days ago, months ago, whatever it is. You want to be the music to their ears, and it will be when you get this piece right. Then, instead of having no clients, the deal gets done. Okay, the deal gets done. And so I think that's really important to understand, and if that's why it's important to get this right, what do you need to know? So let's just look at at least three of the principles I think you need to know to bring this one home. And the first is this, is that they need to feel understood. Your marketplace needs to know that you understand them, that you've walked in their shoes. And whether it's you've literally walked in their shoes, in other words, been there, which is a great place to be, or you simply understand what it's like to walk in their shoes. The term that a lot of people will use is empathy. And empathy marketing, empathy leadership, that kind of thing. But they need to feel understood. If they don't feel like you understand them, then they're going to put a wall up. So the first thing is are your messages showing them that they feel understood? The second is that they need to see a path. In other words, they're looking at their life through their eyes, and they see that they're at point A. You're talking about point B. And that's great in their eyes, but if you can't show them the path, in other words, if they don't see that you can get them from A to B, then you're going to lose the message. You're going to lose that, and you're going to lose the dynamic, and they're not going to buy. So what I need, once they feel understood, is they've got to see the path from where they are to where they want to be, and that you're the solution in the middle. All right, does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense. And then the third principle you need to understand is that the reality is they're not buying your service. They're not buying your product. It doesn't matter what it is you're selling. What they are looking for is a transformation. The level of transformation is what drives the value. And I can go on a whole nother tangent on this, because we've had a discussion recently about pricing and everything, and pricing costs, and quite frankly, pricing costs, I think, absolutely do not matter in the marketplace when you get the value part of it right. In other words, what people do is they buy the value that they perceive. So you need to be able to articulate the value, give them the value, so they can buy the value. Because here's how transactions done. If I'm the buyer, as long as what I am giving up, the value of what I'm giving up, whether it's my money, my time, whatever it is, as long as the value of what I'm giving up is less than the value that I'm getting, in other words, I'm getting back more in return than what I'm giving up, I'll do the deal all day long. We, from a marketing standpoint, from an influencer standpoint, from that expertise standpoint, we simply need to make sure that we articulate it in a way that they see that the value they're giving up is far less than the value they're receiving. When we do that, the transformation will drive it. That's what will drive the transaction. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense to you. Those are the three principles to consider in this. Remember that they need to feel understood, that they need to see a path, a clear path, a path from A to B, a path from frustration to solution, and that the level of transformation creates the value, and that there's going to be a value exchange. So get those straight. Now we know why, we know what. How do we get this done? In order to get this done, I want to actually introduce you to what I call my framework of the market message bridge. All right. In order to do that, we're going to go back to the iPad. We're going to draw this out. We're going to co-create it together. And so in this process, this market message bridge is to give you a template or a tool that allows you to articulate the value, the transformation, and the messaging, the empathy, through this process, if we hit all six of these hot buttons, if you will, in the process. So let's jump to the iPad and let's work through the market message bridge framework. All right, so here we are, and you'll see that there's six levels on this, and we're gonna work on a couple of different levels. I just want to work on a couple of different levels, but what I want you to think about is how you use this in a message, because ultimately, what we're going to look at is three different levels of things that are going on. And the first is this, is that first I want to be able to articulate the frustration they have. Once we articulate the frustration, this is going to get them to start to think, wait a second, they know me, they understand me, okay, they get me. But once we articulate the frustration, what we need to insert, what we need them to feel, and this is what I'm, these three elements are kind of the feelings that I think they go through in this process, is I need them to feel hope. So in the next phase of this, I want to give them hope. And then once they have hope, now what I want to do is give them this last piece. And this is what will cause them, this is the tipping point that's gonna cause them to, one, make the decision, two, commit to the work that they need to do to get the change or the difference and the solution that they want. And that is aspiration. Okay. So if you look at how we do this, and we build this out, this is how it's built out. It's to speak to their frustrations, to speak to their hope, it's to speak to their aspirations. That's what's going to start to drive things. And at the very base level, what we need to be able to articulate is what I call the emotions. This is, if you will, this is the current feelings. What are they feeling? And I have a great tool in here that gives you a list of a bunch of different emotions. So it could be aggravation, it could be frustration, it could be fear, it could be anger, it could be angst, it could be anxiety. What are they feeling? Because if you can articulate what they're feeling internally, viscerally, they're going to start to realize, wait a second, they get to know me. But what we need to look at is, remember, I want to communicate right brain, left brain. In other words, I want to communicate emotionally and logically with them. And so the next piece of this is once I'm articulating the emotions, I want to articulate what I call existence. And it's their current reality. What's really going on? You're struggling with cash flow. You're not spending time with your family. Your spouse is irritated because you're never home. Whatever it is, you can't get clients. You're having problems collecting the funds. Whatever their current reality is, from a logical standpoint, we want to appeal to that, because now we're appealing right brain, left brain in this process. That's the frustration level. That's the, if you will, it's the pain that they're feeling. And now we need to transition them to hope. And in that hope piece, this is where we bring in the empathy. Because they get hope as soon as they feel that you understand them. Okay? And so this is one of those situations where if you're talking about the emotional problems that they're facing right now, the frustration, the angst, the anxiety, and the fact that they can't pay their bills and they're having problems collecting from their customers, or they're having problems getting their content out in the world in a way that sets them apart, and that ultimately this is their reality, that you can go to empathy now and say, you know what? I went through the same thing. I walked that same journey. You know, I was, in my case, I was a single full-time dad trying to figure out how to build a business but serve the greatest gift that was given to me, being that of being a father. To take care of that 5 and a half, 6-year-old son, to take care of what his needs were while living my dream and creating something that is meaningful and that is impactful. And so I struggled through this process and figured out what it takes to really build a business, to position myself as an influencer, as an expert in a space where I was the sought after market leader. And I created and I figured out a system and a process to make that work, which leads us to this next piece, which is the evidence, which is really about the solution. They need to see the solution in you. They need to see the solution in you, and they'll do that through the story that you're telling in that process. Now, all of a sudden, you've moved them from frustration to hope, and now we want to electrify them with aspiration. We want them to be energized with aspiration, and that comes from giving them a foretelling of the future. So what I want to do is I want to give them a picture of the future and say, listen, you know, so I figured it out. You know, I figured out what I needed to do to take care of my son and build my business. I've been able to build multiple seven-figure businesses as a single full-time dad. Released a book, became a number one Barnes & Noble bestseller, number one USA Today bestseller in that same year, because I had systems and processes in place and I was positioned as the expert to be working with as the market leader. I still took 93 days off. So I'm giving them a visual of what it is to get it right. So I want to envision what their future is. What's that future that they are looking for? The thing that is their sought-after solution. The thing that they lie awake dreaming about. The things that take them away and say, this is what I want. That gives them peace. Because then that leads us to this last piece of this model, and that's the evolution. And this is really kind of attaching to the desires, and it's going back to the emotional side. So if we started with the feelings at the beginning, the frustration, the angst, the anxiety, when we get this right and they transition and they get this transformation from us and we talk through this process, what are they feeling now? What's the new feelings that come to light because of who they are, because they used the solution that you have, the transformation that you bring? That's the key. So how this transition, how this works, this market message bridge, is really how you build your messaging. In other words, I want to start where they are, with their feelings, their emotions, the challenges that they're having. Then I want to move from that to their current reality, their existence, the logical side of it, and then build from there the empathy, understanding. And this is typically through your own expert journey. This is typically through your own expert story. It's in that context that we see this all come out. And then we want to give them a vision, an optic, if you will, a visual of what their future can be like to draw them forward and do that. And in fact, if you look at many, many commercials and many marketing elements, this is exactly what they do. They're giving you a visual of what your future could be like while attaching it to your current reality. So I may turn around and say to someone that you know, are you feeling the struggle? Whether it's a pinch from cash flow, maybe it's that you're trying to get your content out there. You're trying to become an expert. You're trying to get known for what you know. You're trying to build a consulting practice, a speaker, an author, a trainer, a coach, and you're struggling. You're swapping hours for dollars, and even then you've got clients that don't show up. They don't get the work done. They don't get the results, and then they cancel on you and they don't stay with you. So now I've talked about the emotions and the current reality. And then I moved from there. I said, you know what? That's what I did. I was a CPA and I was doing a lot of consulting. I was swapping hours for dollars. Yeah, maybe my hourly rate, I was able to push it up from $100 to $150 to $200 and maybe higher. But I was still swapping hours for dollars and I was capped out. I couldn't do anymore because there was only so many hours in the day. And you know what? I was a single full-time dad and I was trying to figure out, how do I build this in a way that I could leverage it, that I could set myself apart distinctly and be a premium market leader that allows me to do that. And so I figured it out. I went through and I reformatted how I did things. I started to have conversations around the value of the transformation, not necessarily the transaction of an hour for a dollar. And I was getting the results and I had proof, social proof and testimonials that allowed them to show that. And you know what ultimately happened is that not only if you went to my hourly rate and tried to figure it out by the hour, my hourly rate was in the thousands at that point. But what I was doing is I was creating a business based on a transaction of value because of the transformation that I was bringing, because of the difference I was making, because of the results I was getting. And what that did for me is that allowed me to have more time with my son. It had allowed me to have more time with my wife. It allowed me to actually write a best-selling book, a number one best-selling book, and get it out, sell 16,000 copies in a couple of weeks, and still take one quarter of the year off to do the things that I love to do. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you. I mean, if you imagine just for a moment, what would it be like that you get a chance to have a big impact, to take what you know out in the world, to get results for the people that you want to serve, to see them flourish, to see their life expand, and to have the life that you want, to be able to travel when you want, to do the things that you want, with who you want, when you want. What does that feel like? Now, if you watch what I just did there, is I actually transitioned through all six stages of the Market Message Bridge, and that's how we build this out. So here's the question for you now. As we go back into the presentation, you'll see this and you can build this out. But this is the way I want you to start thinking in the context of your messaging, whether it is in emails, whether it's in video, whether it's in copy on the website, on the pages, all of that. How do you create this arc, if you will, this bridge to do that? And I'm going to give you a tool. You download the action guide that's going to give you a tool that's going to start to extract some of this information for you. It's called the Market Message Builder. And so what you need to do is go to melabraham.com/session092, download that action guide. If you're not at your computer, then text me, my legacy, one word, 38470. And I will send you the download link, because this is a matrix that's going to ask you some specific questions. So as you're developing your content, as you're developing your messaging, it will extract it and build it in a way that satisfies the framework of the Market Message bridge. So I hope that this serves you. I hope that this really starts to bring things home for you in a way that you now understand how it is that you can match your message to your marketplace. Remember, it's about finding the right ear at the right time and whispering the right message in the right way. That'll get them to buy. So I hope you found this of value too. If you have not subscribed, here's what I want you to do. Hit subscribe, stay with me. We're going to be doing more of this. What I'm really looking to try and do is I want to give you the tools, the templates, the tactics, and the strategies so you can get your stuff out into the world, so you can position yourself as a market leader, as the influencer in that market space. And so make sure you subscribe. The other thing, if you would do me a favor, share this. Let's get it out there. Do me a favor. Hit share right now. Share it with a friend. Share it with a couple of friends. I would be totally, totally grateful if you did that. If you have questions, if you have comments or questions or challenges, then just send me a note to askmelnow.com. Just go to askmelnow.com. Leave me a message. We'll make sure that we get your questions answered, maybe on an upcoming episode of the Entrepreneur Solution Show. So hope you found this of value. Make sure you download the action guide. Let me know what's going on. Let's keep the conversation going. I love doing this with you guys and seeing the difference that it's making and the things that you're doing, because the world needs what you're doing. The world needs the transformation that you're getting out there, the work that we're doing. I don't care whether you're an entrepreneur, a thoughtpreneur, as I call it, where you're selling your thoughts, your knowledge, your wisdom, or an entrepreneur where you're selling products and other services. The bottom line is our primary focus is to improve the human condition. So let's get on with it. Until we get a chance to see each other again, may your vision be grand, your journey epic, and your legacy significant. See you soon. Cheers. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you subscribe so you get access to all of Mel's business and success tips. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend. If you have a specific business or success question, you can ask it at www.askmelnow.com. Remember, it's all about being bold, dreaming big, and living life your way. Because the world needs you. Until the next episode, may your vision be grand, your journey epic, and your legacy significant.